Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Yeah, he stretched nearly as good as me.
Watch out, they'll be having you down at the pond of ropes. Stuart will be having you as his starter. Where's your dad gone? Hey?
Oh, girl.
She's acting stupid, isn't
she? Have we gone on and listened to Coronation Street?
Oh, you kind of shoving your mother out again, eh? But every time you walk in, she walks out.
Well, we can all go and listen to Coronation Street. Because you haven't seen it, have you, Alison? You didn't see that Joseph's Lock, did you?
Every fortnight then, or every week, when how to do it all?
Mum's back again now.
Even more when he gets his car back on the road. rise along. Isn't it?
I have no idea.
It's too cold and not burnt. And it'll run for an hour without pedalling. If you pedal, it can get as much as 3 hours. A penny, it costs a penny to recharge it, instead of an hour. So, if you go from here to work, isn't it? Plug it in the box there, put the lead off it, and plug it in. And then, it doesn't come. And give him a penny, say here's a penny, and then he's ready to come back home again, isn't he? What is it here? Give him a penny.
Give him a penny.
That's what it is. You see how to go back to him?
Well, say I made to live in Cambria, I'd be a third person.
No. You've got to be a resident of there.
If I live there, I mean, you bought a house.
Oh, no, not necessary. In fact, it's a foreigner. It's an Englishman.
So what are we Pakistani and you put it from the
name of Carter? No, no, if they're all safe, but they come to live here, don't they?
Well, that's what I mean. If I was living in Gambia and I bought a house, then I'd have to live there.
I mean, you've got a British passport. You're not a resident of Gambia. You're a British.
I've seen them, you don't know. And you can spend loads of time there. You're not on a register.
They put a stamp on you.
What's on the stamp?
On your hand.
So you must be able to wash off.
Oh, I
And you don't have to be 21 either.
You don't have to be, it's only 18 years.
No, but you're supposed to be 21, aren't you? You've got some 21 to go there, but if you're 18 and you go in, you can outside your 21, can you go?
Why the Pakistanis can vote in this country, they've got a British passport.
No, but I mean, there are people that come into this country, aren't there, in Japan?
Yeah, the Pakistanis. They've got British passports. This is what all the troubles are about, they've all got British passports. When the Empire, we allowed them to have British passports, didn't we? They can get because they are British. Well, it was in the Empire, it's in the Commonwealth, isn't it? Millions and all that. And this is why we try to stop them coming in. There's 10,000 a week coming in. Coming in from everywhere, and this is what they're going to call what's name now. That when it's opened in 1992, the communist bloc will be able to come through Germany this way in, straight into this country, and be doing all our. They will be going to come and do all the jobs that we don't want, like in catering and things like that, all the rough jobs to get in here. Then they bring their families, and then they're going to build a country up, aren't they? It's only a little tiny country. The Conservatives are trying to stop it, they try to get it through, the bill through. But there isn't enough time in this parliament.
And
Labour won't allow them in. But, what you've got to think of, Conservatives are the one that started it in the first place. So they've got to try and turn it off now, but the Labour won't. But they didn't start it. So it's very complicated how it happens. You've got to think about all through everything. I didn't tell you what it was.
I think what I'll do is when we have things to do, I'll just look at these and I can take them to them. I'm totally confused about what they're going to do and who's going to do what and who's going to do what.
Well, you've got to weigh up that. You've got to read the manifesto when it comes out. What are we going to do for you? So long as
you still do it. Yeah, but you don't put it in words like you put it in really complicated language. But tell lies.
Don't read between the do is every night is, if you're interested, is watch it for the first quarter of an hour of the news every night. And you will pick up so much then to what's going on.
I
know, but
you're not going to tell me. If you vote for me, I'm going to cut your wages. And if he's not going to tell me, if you vote for me, I'm going to cut your wages.
Neil Kinnock will tell you what the Conservatives are going to do.
Yeah.
So, John Major will tell you what they're going to do. And Paddy Ashdown will tell you what the other two are going to do.
Tell you what they're
going to
do. You just tell me what the other ones aren't
going to
do.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean that they're going to do it, does it?
Oh, no.
It just means that they're not going to do it.
Yeah. And they're all going to tell lies. It's going to be the dirtiest election that there's ever been, this. There can't be a dirty one than this because it's started already.
So it's all going to tell lies.
And they're going to tell lies and it's going to be a dirty lies.
So it's not going to be seen to the first quote now that the news left.
It's going to be the dirtiest election. They're going to throw mud at everybody. Everybody's going to be what's named and this, that and the other. Glennis will be what's named, running up and down the wall. They have a colours here, don't they, Glennis? And Neil, let's be fair.
We have to go all the time. If I say just that it's not going to be right for somebody, isn't it? I think it's God come back down and said to be crying. It's not going to be right for everybody.
Oh, you didn't watch them, Dad. There was all about this. That's a good one. And there was all about that. That was the thing that come up, and he said, now, when God was here and he did the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, somebody would turn around and say there was no salt and vinegar. I think he was right about to take dinner. And then he said, when he came to wine, they'd say, well, we wanted white wine, not red wine.
Thank you. I'll get the other one from Ozzy. Which one have you?
Go on, I haven't seen that one. He's like a doctor.
Thank you.
Now he's only got three packets.
Thank you.
can let us have them beds.
What we did was, he brought about every morning, then I collared him, stuck the towel over his shoulder and said, just put us them over there.
Yeah. Yeah, but was he bringing them out for other people as well?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let them have them out when we were there. He couldn't fetch them from the pool. But he wasn't carrying...
On the right hand side, you come out onto the patio, so you can get looking down the garden there.
Now, where have we gone before?
By the pelican.
The actual
yeah.
And carrying them all the way
yeah.
To the beach.
To the chilk, yeah.
Did you give him anything?
No.
Another thing, you said about buying Jimmy a drink. What time was it you were buying Jimmy drinks? Well, he shouldn't have been having drinks. Well, perhaps that's why the